Again, that ain't on Kyle. The play was there. Purdy looked great, man. I can't hate on Purdy yesterday. And we did not even bring this to Stoddy. Were they pushing the ball down the field? Had they been listening to us? They don't throw it deep. Your boy was going up top a few times, Brock Purdy. Stoddy, they made a conscious effort to throw the ball deep. I saw him. I'm like, this is what it looks like.
I still think there's a difference between like the way the Rams throw it deep and the way the 49ers throw it deep. I don't know if it matters or not.
What if you see it more? Then maybe you'll be accustomed to it, because maybe that threw you. But I was like, he's putting the ball in the air. I liked it.
415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. The secondary keeps letting players make big plays by getting behind the whole defense. Justin Jefferson last game, Tutu Atwell this game. Yeah, it happened. It absolutely happened. Ward got beat on the one side for a big play, obviously, and Yottam got beat on the other play on the other side of the field with a pass interference. And interference was a killer.
Dude, Stoddy, I think it's worse than you catching the ball. You know what I mean? You catch the ball, it's like I just got beat. But when the technique is not there, it's like, damn. And that, and then Tutu Atwell. Then when he got Ward and dropped Ward, Stoddy, I'm like, they might actually lose this game. But the third down efficiency for the Niners defense, I told you guys they'd given up 13 out of 22 chances on third down against the Jets and Vikings. Rams just 5 of 12.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Here's a different perspective from 408. Bell's drops are on Kyle. Bell was what we thought he was. When has he ever not choked?
Wow.
Why even have him on the field? Why throw him the ball? All on Kyle. I mean, if you're a receiver, you got to make that catch.
That's all I'm saying, Donnie. That situation, too.
For sure. For sure. Ken's in San Francisco. Hey, Ken, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you.
Listen, I just wanted to speak to the secondary. I think that the athletes that they have in the secondary might be lacking a little speed. I wanted to ask you guys, when is the last time that the 49ers drafted an elite athletic shutdown corner? Would that be would that be?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Lot Hicks.
I got to believe there's not a great one out there right now. 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm hoping that someone asks the players on defense what's going on. Last year they called out Wilkes. And if they don't have their trust in him.
Well, Bosa did that for him. Bosa, you know, alluding to, hey, we weren't prepared, you know.
Bosa stinks. He stinks.
If we're going to be on Ayuk's head, we can be on Bosa's head. That's all. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to see more. But you are the anchor of this effing defense, man. And you are not out there disruptive at all, Stoney. So I get it. But, man, when you played the San Francisco 49ers or you saw them on the schedule, or you just heard the name, you knew it was good. You had to bring your lunch pail on both the trenches, the offensive line and the defensive line. And right now, teams are just running it down their throats, Donnie.
I'm looking at their leading tacklers yesterday.
Secondary.
Charvarius Ward, Hufanga.
That's not good.
Yottam and Brown.
That's not good.
Javon Hargrave. Two tackles, one assist. Nick Bosa, one tackle, one assist. Malik Collins, one tackle. Leonard Floyd, one tackle, one assist.
Man.
And here's the other one that hurt you a little bit yesterday, and it's too bad because he's been great. Fred Warner, one tackle, three assists. So the one time, you know, obviously Fred Warner's been their best defensive player, and somebody else chiming in, 8 drop passes. Well, I don't know if it was 8, but they dropped some passes for sure. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl's in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, what's going on?
Hey, morning, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to put this on the coaching staff. Literally, Kyle, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, they all fail. These guys don't even look like they're prepared for a game. I mean, they don't. The players don't even look like they're on the same page a lot of times on the field. And one of the things that I, well, two things I want to point out. One thing about Kyle, you guys were talking about, hey, Brandon really has to show out this week, this, this, and that.
Brandon Ayuk, right. Oh, thanks, Daryl. No, I mean, this does not look like a buttoned-up football team. They've been mistake-prone. Been a little bit sloppy. Special teams have been very mediocre. So, I don't know. Can you just blame it on a bad training camp?
You better hope you can, Stoney, because Fred Dean's not coming through that door. And we saw last year when they brought in Chase Young and they brought in Randy Gregory, and I thought the strong point or the part of your team that was the strongest was the D-line. But maybe they saw something then to where they felt like they needed help. But right now, this is not cutting it. It really is not. Floyd's giving you a nothing burger. That's 2 weeks in a row, Steiny. And if I'm going to call out Bosa, he may say to us or anybody that's asking he needs to do more, I need some effing help.
Bosa's making too much money to beg for help. He's making too much money to beg for help.
I get it.
He's got to.
But I'm just pointing out, nobody on the line is doing nothing.
But he's the best player on the line. And I have not noticed him in games. I haven't noticed him running quarterbacks down. I just haven't noticed
him.
Did
they even blitz yesterday?
On defense.
Did they even blitz Stafford, who's a statue?
Well, that's part of their strategy. They don't want to blitz a lot because they think they can get home with four. But
sometimes you got to manufacture pressure, Stoney.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Jeff's in Marin. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, a couple things. First of all, they did blitz a couple times, but what blows me out is this is supposed to be a weakened offensive line for the Rams.
Right.
It didn't look that way, did it?
No, it did not.
On us, and, you know, our defense is like, I don't know what it's doing. It couldn't run defense last year, and under Sorensen, they're doing the same thing. The other comment I wanted to make was about Ronnie Bell. You know, when Ronnie first came in, I thought, oh, maybe he's going to be kind of like, you know, Deebo Samuels. You know, it's going to be the rack yard. Well, you can't have rack yards if you don't catch the ball. The dude has got brick hands. He keeps demonstrating that. So you've got this rookie kid Cowing, and why not put him in? He can at least catch the bloody football. And so I agree with the other caller. You know, that is on Kyle. He's putting Bell back in. Oh, well, he dropped that first pass. Let's put the kid back in, give him an opportunity to make it up. And on the critical play in the game, hits him in the hands, and I could have caught that pass, and I'm no athlete.
Yeah.
He's got brick hands. He should be. I was surprised, frankly, that he made it out of camp because he looked crappy in the preseason. So I you know, again, buck stops with Kyle on that. I think.
Appreciate the call.
Yes,
well,
Donnie,
you know, I mean, I got to point out, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but you know, there was a play yesterday where the Rams threw it to Atwell. He dropped it, and they went right back to him the next play, and he made a big play. So maybe, I mean, I get the plays weren't back-to-back with Ronnie Bell, but it just felt like the way Kyle was using his receivers, that was the play. That was the point in the game where it was simply Bell's turn.
Yeah.
And he had an opportunity to make a big play, and he didn't make it. The one thing that, and listen, you guys know me. I'm not a X's and O's guru on football, but I watched the 49ers play the Vikings last week, and then I hear Brock Purdy talking about how their scheme is very deceptive. And
he called it crazy.
They camouflage a lot of their defenses, and it caused a little bit of confusion for Purdy last week. And again, maybe I'm wrong here, but it feels like the 49ers defense, it's just defense. Four up front, three linebackers, four in the defensive backfield, and then they go play football with no force to try to make the offense do something they don't want to do.
But it used to be that, Stoney.
Well, maybe
so
because...
So maybe go ahead, I'm sorry. It used to be, that used to be good enough.
Well, maybe their personnel isn't good enough to do that anymore.
Sounds like you're describing lack of sophistication, too. But maybe they never needed it. It was just we show up. We got 97. We got Hargrave. We got Armstead. Here we come. Get out our way. We got Greenlaw. We got Warner. We got Ward in the backfield. We got Lenore. They look basic. And that was a team with, let's be honest, with C pluses and C minuses at some places. And you talk about getting too technical. The Rams never run 12 personnel with two tight ends. Donnie, they started the game with that. So they knew that they were lacking. They knew they had to change it up and try to tap into something that they normally don't do. But watching that game down 14-0, and McVay, you are a Jedi of the guts of a burglar. You don't get that fake punt. It's pretty much he's saying it's a wrap. I see what's happening here. My team needs something, an infusion, a jolt. Shout out to the soda. But it worked. And they go into halftime 14-7, get the ball, come out, Niner stop. Then, bam, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice hook up. It's 21-7, nothing to see here. So how does it just fall off from that point, Steiny? That's what I don't understand, and you might want to throw something at me. As great as Kyle is, it feels like we watched this same movie over with leads because it was 14 in the second half. Then it was 10 in the fourth, and they just wilt away. I don't get it.
Well, they're not finishing games, obviously. Again, when you're up 21-7 midway through the third quarter, it's not like you have to play perfect football. But you also can't make 6 to 8 noticeable mistakes from that point on and expect to win the game.
What about the Purdy fumble? I mean, he didn't do it on purpose. Do you look at the old, like, get the guy off of him? Because that was his only mark on the day.
I mean,
is that a byproduct of the old line just getting whipped or what?
I mean, the play to me that was the biggest joke of them all was when you had 3rd and 8. It was before the Moody field goal attempt. And Purdy scrambles to his right, almost loses 12 yards, then goes all the way to the other side of the field. Looks like he's going to lose 7 yards.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Then he ends up getting, I think, 3 on the play.
Yes.
But,
oh, man.
I mean, that play just went absolutely haywire. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers lose to the Rams 27-24 next week. The New England Patriots come into town and take on the 49ers, but we'll be talking about this one for a little while.
Yeah.
650 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Steiny, you're blaming Bell. Bell stinks, has always stunk, and will always stink. But Shanahan's ego is big enough to think he can make something great out of garbage. The loss is on Shanahan, period. He had a hand in it. There's no doubt about that.
And do you have a problem? I'm just asking you, Steiny, personally, on the day, Jordan Mason only had 19 carries.
I mean, my biggest critique of Shanahan is I felt like he passed when he should have been running for the most part. Or not for the most part, but I thought he should have run the ball more in the second half. Now, the play to Bell.
He's got to make that catch, man.
And the other thing is they're down receivers, so he's got to play. He's on the roster. He's got to make that catch. I don't care if you're first string, second string, or third string.
Now, what if what if the greatest football mind of them all said, those are the money downs, that ball, even if it was a different route, should have been thrown number 11
away. Well, that's Purdy's fault. Then that's on Purdy. I can't blame Brock Purdy for throwing a strike to a guy who's wide open and puts it right in his hands and he drops it.